Jerome Hunter, our musketeer.
Whatever he does today, he'll improve, but he'll take some catching anyway.
What's your best today, Jerome?
I'd have to say our musketeer.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Our musketeer still from Hamalong and Zamobi, our musketeer.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha, we love the early mail and we're Donga specialists is what we are. So I'm looking forward to finding another winner yesterday, just like we did with Jerome Hunter. Well done, Jerome. $6 for the punters yesterday. That's good business. And we're at a beautiful track. Wodonga.
Kate Hargraves did well for us as well. She didn't have a winner, but she had a third.
No, but that's not winning.
No, it's not.
Kate's got a lift.
She had two placings in the harness racing section.
Right.
So, but she didn't have a winner. But anyway.
We're about winners around here.
Yes, I know.
Each way specials, which we didn't quite get from Kate. So Kate's got a lift. No. In short, yep. Kate's got a lift. So we'll see if we can give her back one day for the harness racing early mail. But today we're focusing on the thoroughbreds at Wodonga, Whitey.
Yes, the beautiful Wodonga. I reckon the track's going to be in perfect condition. Ash Hocken joins us.
Not so sure.
Ash, hello.
How are you going?
The track's going to be perfect today, isn't it?
Close to it, hopefully, yes. At the moment we're on a soft six. And hopefully with a bit of sunshine and a bit of wind, it'll be upgraded to a soft five very early.
Okay, well, that's good news. What are your current figures for us?
So at the moment, the penetrometer is 5.55. And we've had 24 mil of rain in the past 7 days.
Okay. So that happened over the weekend.
That all comes Saturday night.
Yep. Okay. So hopefully a good five. What about hopefully a five situation? What will the rail position be today?
The rail's 8.3 metres the entire.
8.3 metres the entire. All right. So six hoping for a five, maybe even before the first race.
Hopefully, yes.
All right. Terrific, Ash. Thanks very much.
No worries. Thanks.
Good stuff. Ash Hocken there, track manager at Wodonga. Chris Ledger's ready to get a couple of winners for us today at Wodonga. He joins us on the early mail. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are we?
Going well, thank you, pal. Appreciate your time on a busy morning, I'm sure. There's plenty happening in the stable, and you've got three runners for us today. The first one of those is in the first. Yes, Sir, number five, who was second on debut, the Magnus Colt, three-year-old Magnus Colt, who rattled home late, Chris, from the back of the field, effectively, and just missed out. Can we go better today?
Yeah, let's hope so. One better would be nice. He's a nice horse. He's done everything right. He's won all his jump-outs he's been in, and we were really happy with his first-up run. So, of course, there's a couple of first-starters there that are unknown. They've trialled up well, but we're more than happy with our bloke heading into today's run.
Righto, that's race one, number five. Yes, Sir. That's what we'll be screaming when it goes past the post first. Number 10 in race five is another one. Wadima's Girl and a barrier five is a little bit deep in the market to what we normally like around here. Chris, what can you tell us?
Yeah, no, she's nearly on her last leg. She'll head off to Pony Club in the next couple of weeks. She doesn't like the wet tracks, and she's probably a little bit limited, but we'll give her a crack today. Doesn't look an overly strong race, but hopefully we might be able to run a place or something. But she's a well-mannered horse, and we'll find a home for her after race, that's for sure.
All right, that's race five, number 10. Race eight, number three. I'm fascinated by this runner, Smart Design. Carrying 61 kegs today with 1.5 kilo claim from Casey Ruwilla. Looking forward to finding out this story here, because raced eight times this horse, Chris, won one, placed seven times. It's never been out of the money.
Yeah, no, that's right. He's an absolute ripper at home. He's got a great temperament, and he's nice and relaxed at home, but come race day, he just jumps on the bunny and rails up like a good greyhound and gives about all he's got. So all I can tell the punters at $1.95 today that he'll be in for the fight for a long way, and looks a nice race for him. I think the track conditions will really suit him, and Campbell's been riding him really well. So fingers crossed, and he's an honest horse, and he's a pleasure to train.
Sounds pretty good to me. So right, so you got two really good chances, I would think, Chris. Which one's your best?
Yeah, well, it's hard to knock Smart Design, but we really do like our little Magnus Yes Sir in race one. So for the punters with a little bit of extra value, maybe tip him that way today.
There we go. We'll take that, and we will run with it. 480 nearly markets at tab.com.au. Race one, number five. Yes, Sir. Thank you, Chris. Good luck today.
Good on you. Thanks very much.
Fantastic stuff. Race one, number five. Yes, sir, is what we'll be screaming after race one, Whitey, with that winner there for Chris Ledger, $4.80. Let's get to Mick Kent Jr., who joins us on the line. Good morning, Michael.
Yeah, good morning, boys.
Great to have you with us. You got another three for us today at Wodonga. Race two, number four, Race Him, is favourite in the tab market early doors. First up today after a couple of runs in its first campaign. Come along, this Squamosa gelding?
Definitely has. Was very good on debut, and to get his last run, he had a good break. He tied up really well, and I was here to Caulfield Trains Tower talking to a couple of boys. I said, what's the best? And they're all tipping this horse, the jockeys and track riders here. So look, if he jumps well from that inside gate, and he'll should be on speed. He's got good natural toe, and he'll prove hard to beat.
We've never had Whitey, the jockeys and track riders, give us a tip from through a trainer, so this is big business.
This is wonderful.
We're very happy about that. This is good stuff.
Absolutely.
Race six, number four, is your next one, Single Crown, who again is very firm in the market, in fact, favourite as well. Third run into the campaign after a 1,300 and a 1,618, back to the 1,590 today, back 28 metres today. Michael, what's going to happen with Single Crown?
Yeah, I think he's very short in the market. Look, his last start was fair. He lacked the endeavour early on, and he worked home okay. He needs to improve to be winning. I think he's a bit short. Very happy with the horse at home. He looks great. Just want to see him do it on the track first. But look, no surprise if he wins, but not overly confident.
Right, just a bit of a watch there for Single Crown, I reckon. Race six, number four. Then race seven, number eight, Pinot Party's drawn wide over the 1,400 metres and the benchmark 58. Has had lots of runs. Fifth run into the campaign this time around. Last start winner was at Tatura. Can we back it up?
Yeah, you can. I like this horse. And for all the Dane Swan fans, he owns a share in this horse. so hopefully Swanee's cheering him home. He won very well last start. He had a wide barrier also and had to work very, very hard on the lead, but was still very strong on the line. Clean-winded horse, again drawn wide, but he's got that sort of aerobic capacity to sort of handle a tough run, and it's often a good play when you win your maiden to go back to a 58. He's probably a nice price at $4, so no surprise to see him win again. Just watch how the track's playing. We'll probably ride the pattern of the day. He's got speed to go forward if we have to, and he's going really well, that horse.
Sounds pretty good to me. So, of the two, Race Him or Pinot Party, which one would you most be keen on today?
If it was me, I'd rather have an each-way bet on Pinot Party. I'd give them both equal chances.
Righto, Pinot Party will take. We'll take that as the win. Race 7 at number 8, Pinot Party for the Kent Price Yard today. Good luck to you, Mick. Always a great chat, mate. Good luck today.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
Good stuff. Michael Kent Jr. there, part of the Kent Jr. and Price Yard going gangbusters. That's pretty emphatic, that sort of stuff.
Yes, it was. Gave us real confidence. Now, before we go to the news, I've got some information for everybody.
Right.
I have in my hands some times from the track work from this morning at Mooney Valley, which is still currently underway.
Right.
So I'm just going to give some last 400 times for some of the key horses going into the Cox Plate.
When did Probabil's wine happily get into your house?
Yeah, just
this
great
is real wine happily area, is this?
Probabil's last 400, 25.32. This Impact's last 400, 25.03. Have a listen to this. Arcadia Queen, who was partnered with It's Kind of Magic, has come home in the last 400 in 23.66.
Rattle
so that's
home.
Good. Humidor 25.37. Colding has come back in 23.48. So
oh
that's
boy.
The fastest of any time clocked this morning for the last 400, 23.48 for Colding. Kingswell Dream going towards the Crystal Mile, 26.14. And Mugatu, which is Cox Plate bound, 24.72. And Grand Slam, 23.9. So they are the times that we've got so far. Last 400s for horses that are galloping this morning at Mooney Valley, and we'll have more news on that throughout the course of the morning.
Righty-o, nice work from you. Great to have Warren Huntley a part of the team on The Breakfast Club. News time with Johnny Bowden. Then